Just so, with tossing plumes like manes, these two lugged Imbrius and stripped him of his gear. Then from his tender neck Ajax Oileides, in anger for Amphimachus, lopped his head and bowled it through the melee till it tumbled in dust at Hector's feet. Poseidon, too, grew hot over Amphimachus, his grandson. Passing amid the huts and ships, he kindled fire in Danaans and devised Trojans' woe. Idomeneus now crossed his path, just come from a fellow captain slashed behind the knee, who had been helped by others from the battle. Idomeneus had commanded him to the surgeons and made his way now to his hut. He longed once more to join the fighting. The Earthshaker addressed him in the form and voice of Thoas, Andromeda's son, who ruled all Pleuron, all that steep land, Caledon, of Aetolians, where country folk revered him as a god. As Thoas, now Poseidon, said, Idomeneus, marshal and mind of Cretans, what has become of those Achaean threats against the Trojans? The Cretan captain, in reply, said, Thoas, the blame cannot be pinned on any man, so far as I know, up to now. Our people understand war. None is unmanned by fear. Not one has lagged or slipped away from carnage. Only it must be somehow to the pleasure of arrogant Zeus that here ingloriously far from Argos the Achaeans perish. Ah, Thoas, before this you have shown courage in danger, and when you see a man go slack, you brace him. No quitting now, let every soldier hear it. Poseidon answered him, Idomeneus, let that man never voyage home from Troy, but be a carcass for the dogs to play with who would give up the fight this day. Come on and bring your gear. No time to lose. We must hit hard and hit together, both of us, if we are going to make our presence felt. When feeble men join forces, then their courage counts for something. Ours should count for more, since we can fight with any.
This ends Disc 7.